Face it, we all enjoy playing with our meat. The only thing better than playing with our meat is making sure it tastes good when we put it in our mouth. And the best way to ensure that is Kickapoo. Kickapoo has everything you guys need, from packages to make pepperettes, sausages, any kind of spices you want to use. I use it on my fish. Whether you want to make ribs, they have meat juice marinade. They have their jerky juice. They have everything you need. Check them out, kickabooshop.com. Check them out on Instagram, Facebook. If you guys want 10% off, use KikaNBO, that's K-I-K-A-N-B-O, at checkout for 10% off.
It sounds like one over there again.
I know he's still in the area. I hope he brings out a cow with him.
I can't stop shaking, but I also can't stop smiling.
Pressure of the eyes was in the grass.
You are listening to the Northern Boys Outfitting Podcast.
It doesn't get any better than this. Meat in the freezer.
Hey guys, we're here with Northern Boys Outfitting Podcast. It's Al and Lola, and we're out in the duck blind right now. Just came straight off of work and figured we'd try our luck. So it's we got about an hour and a half-ish of daylight. Yesterday was opener. Today is the 11th, if you're listening to it now. This probably won't be up for a couple days. We're excited to get out. We're excited to actually be duck hunting. We tried goose a couple days ago, eh?
Yep.
Seen,
You're coming closer.
Yeah, I know. I think that's gonna really get them. We seen like maybe what, like 20 some geese, 20 or 30, a flock of 20 or 30 geese fly overhead. We tried coming out for geese ahead of time just to kind of, we were excited to get out. And I didn't really see anything except for those. But we only had like eight decoys, so they didn't really want anything to do with our decoys. It was a lot of fun even just getting out for that little bit of time. They want nothing to do. I even tried making like a flying goose decoy. Well, these guys are getting pretty close, like you said, eh? Yeah. So we came into the pond. I set up all the decoys, and there seems to be some divers that are kind of checking it out. And I made a jerk rig. So I got three ducks on a jerk rig. For anybody who's unfamiliar with a jerk rig, like I was up to a week ago, it's a small little anchor, like a 1.5-pound grappling anchor. You tie like a bungee cord from that to three decoys and then a string that runs all over your blind. So when you pull on it, your bungee stretches out and it jerks your decoys, but it doesn't actually pull. Oh yeah. It doesn't actually pull your anchor. So the bungee cord just kind of like whips your ducks back. So it kind of makes it look like they're moving. I also got a little weasel, cat toy weasel thing.
Cat toy.
Yeah, a little ball that rolls around. I tried shoving that inside of one of them. It looked promising, but pretty much as soon as I got out of the water, it stopped working, so I don't know what's going on over there. But we got the jerk rig going. I painted up all the decoys. Got some new ones, got some old ones. Just kind of wanted to get the flock going. I even made some feeding ducks, so it'd be nice to get them moving, but for right now that's just the way it is. But I just kind of cut some of the other decoys that I weren't really using. I had a lot, like I had 12 sleeper ducks, so I just took like one of those and I cut it in half, but and shoved some foam at the bottom with like one of my other, like an anchor kind of thing underneath it. So I did that to two of them, so I got two that are like bums in the air.
Keep the
we got a couple of these little diving ducks there that are kicking around the pond, and they seem to be getting closer, but I don't know, I think they're onto our shenanigans.
Yeah, well, they saw us set up, so I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Yeah, but they were like, they came into shooting range last time we were here with the geese, those two. They're pretty brave. It's like they're looking. Yeah. They like that jerk rig, I think.
Awesome.
Lola and I out here. We came out on Friday for her birthday. Saturday. I meant to say the 5th, and then I... and then Saturday and the 5th, and it came out just Friday.
You done missed.
Yeah. But, yeah, and that's when we came up for the goose in the morning. And she slept the morning away, and we didn't get any geese. And I guess we could do that. Could just be looped on the ground. Oh. The ideas are flowing.
Startling victory.
Haven't really been up to too much. I put out a salt, like a mineral salt kind of thing, out on the pole line where I wanted to try to deer hunt this year. And set out a trail camera out there. A lot of sign, a lot of... well, in the area where I set it up, like the whole pole line didn't have a ton, like a whole bunch of sign. But like, it was right where I actually set up. You could see the trails through the ferns and everything, and it was like pretty packed down little trails. And seen some deer shit and stuff like that. But so yeah, I set up a trail camera there, and it's been out for a few weeks, so I'll probably end up checking that soonish. Mm-hmm. But.
Well, the far one kind of looks a little wonky when you tug on it.
Yeah, looks like he's diving down for some food. Yeah. Feed!
Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I didn't realize, like, I mean, before I only had a few ducks, I didn't really realize how important, like, that little bit of movement does, like, how much of a difference it makes. But, so, I mean, so that's why I decided to do that and the little ball, but that thing isn't working over there, so... I added, what's that?
It's a regular bird.
Oh, my goodness, don't get me going like that.
I was going to say, I don't even know what duck it is, but I'm assuming it's the far one with the greener beak?
Yes. Yeah, the one that's leaning to the side that the ball's leaning against because it's not moving anymore. It was a really finicky switch. I think I'm going to have to drill out the hole. Oh, that's what I should have did. Why did I just think of that now? So what was happening is like when you push the button, it was like sticking when you screwed it tight. So when you push the button, it would just, like, bog itself out or turn itself off because it would, like, hit and, like, flick itself off. So I feel like if I drill out that hole, it'll work a lot better. So that's going to be another day game plan, yeah. Because right now I have, like, a little bit of electrical tape just to say over top of that hole so I can screw it on, like, one thread and it turns it on. But clearly that wasn't very reliable.
You also threw it into a wet duck.
Well, the duck was damp.
You poured water out of it.
Which means now it's damp. It was wet, and now it's damp. Yeah. We're not the biggest waterfowlers, but I definitely wanted to do a little bit more of it this year, especially with Lola being prego. It's kind of the easier hunts to get out to, and it's nice because we can actually talk and have soup or hot chocolate, and that's usually what we end up bringing. And especially in the morning, it's a cool morning. Today's really nice and warm and everything. Yesterday went down to 1, it was like frost on the windshield and everything.
Tonight's supposed to go down to 2.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
You have to put the motorcycle away soon.
Soon, not yet. Soon.
Soon.
It's supposed to be 18 on Sunday again, and 16 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So. Summer's struggling to hold on.
Yeah. Tyler had his baby boy. Born yesterday, so that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Knocks him out of the hunting pool for this year for the majority of it, but at least he's got a kid, I guess. All our friends have kids around this time of year. Silly people didn't plan it out properly.
We're having a kid around this time of year.
No, in December.
Oh, I see.
After hunting season.
Well, technically there's still a hunting season.
Yeah, but not the...
not the good ones.
Not the good ones.
They're coming back.
I'm jerking my rig, that's why.
I don't think
so. Jerky, 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 jerky. Hello, duckies. Come over to the J-hook.
I think they just live here and are like, fuck you.
So when we were sitting Saturday morning, we seen like, what, 5 or 6
mm-hmm.
different ducks flying by and all that good stuff. And then when I came here by myself, I seen like three or four of them flying by. And pretty much every time I've come in, that was a duck. Every time we come in here,
definitely not a duck.
You don't know. every time we've come in here, we've spooked like mallards in that back corner, actually, except for today. But almost every single time we come in here, we spook a pair of mallards on the front pond. Like the last time we were coming to do the final, oh, something's flying. I just seen a reflection on the water.
I think it's an invisible bird.
I seen the reflection over there, so maybe it was just flying by. Maybe it flew into the next pond or something. Or it's behind us.
The old diver's getting close again.
But, yeah, hopefully this podcast isn't going to be too distracting, but we figured we'd try to do one out in the blind. I've been wanting to do one, like, out doing something, but,
oh, he's real close now.
Oh, yeah. He's in the we're just kind of Googling there. We had some, weird looking, those diving ducks that we thought were different from last time were definitely not. They're, weird. I don't really know. We don't really know what they are. We tried Googling them, and according to Google, they don't exist. they kind of look like a cormorant, but they're only like a foot long. Like they're super
they're
small.
Mini.
I don't know if it's like, because like the doubles, there's some like, I guess the juvenile double crested cormorant kind of looked like the one that came up really close, but like, we let him get right close. He was touching our jerk rig, and I jerked it and scared him away. And he didn't. He, I mean, he took off, but we didn't. Like as soon as he got close, like we didn't really know what he was, so we decided not to even bother shooting him. Because that's the good thing to do if you don't know what it is.
Step one: you don't know what it is, don't shoot it.
Yeah. But it's kind of bothering me now, like I have no idea. It looks very cormorantish. Like, nothing really else looks like that. Like, the...
They're just so small.
The Mong... Was it the Mongeyser?
Merganser.
Merganser. They all have hoods, so, I mean, there's no way, because that
could
thing...
Could be a grebe, though.
Definitely did. Well, grebe or grebe?
Grebe.
Yeah, that was the other thing that it kind of... But I didn't see one that was as dark as that. I'm like, this one's like... It kind of looks like a black duck from far away. Yeah, that has way too much white. There's no white on them like that.
I disagree. There's white on them.
Not like that.
You're not.
That's like, there's more weight on that bird than there is a Canada goose.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, I don't know what that is. Maybe it is a type of, but I mean, still, it's not on, like, the list of diving ducks that you can hunt anyway.
No matter what
so,
it is, we can't shoot.
But we're just kind of, we'd like to know what it is, so we could be like, those were around us. Fire never blind. We actually haven't seen any ducks fly. We actually haven't really stayed right till dark at this spot either, so I don't really know how much activity there is here, like in the evening. In the mornings it seemed to be like that's every time I've kind of been around morning and like noonish and stuff, and it just seems like the ducks move through here a little bit more then, so unless we're gonna see some start coming like in the next half hour to hour, like in the next little last bit of light, maybe. It'd be nice to at least see one and see if we can get one to come in with the jerking, pulling, and all that good stuff. But yeah, so we got it set up now. So like after doing like a good amount of reading and stuff, like you want to try to play the wind, obviously, with your decoys. And one big thing that like was really highlighting everything that I'd seen was ducks like to land into the wind. So you want to set up your decoys and a spot for them to land. And that direction's got to be so as they're coming in, the wind's blowing in their face. So right now we got like a little J-hook going on with some little feeders kind of in the mid-hook. And the wind's kind of lightly coming from the north. There's hardly no wind at all, but I brought my little windicator and puffed it a couple times. And that's kind of where it was lightly blowing. It was coming from the south. We have it set up towards the north. So if the birds come from the north, they can fly into that south wind land. And then I got a three little black ducks that I kind of tossed off to the side, and then two Canadian geese that I kind of got perched up on the rock beside us. So just kind of like confidence decoys.
They're our friends.
They're our friends. Mosquitoes are actually really bad. Which is kind of funny.
Really biting a bunch, but
I've been killing them on my hand quite a bit, actually, which is kind of weird. Usually I'm not the one getting bit.
Pregnancy ruins everything.
The little beaver that's swimming around, too. He knows we're here, but he hasn't been scared enough to smack the water yet. There's actually a moose that's roaming around through here because it's getting really close to rut. There's like along this little opening beside this pond, there's like a clearing that's from the pond to the bush about, no, that's a black duck.
It's not.
Looks like a black duck.
Well, it's not a black duck. What is You're it? A black duck.
What is it?
It's a gadwall.
Oh, you're a gadwall.
Gadwall, probably.
Gadwall, yeah, that makes sense.
There's an A in it.
Yeah, there's a clearing. It's probably about like 20 feet, 30 feet from the bush to the pond. And, like the whole length of this pond, and he's walking it, and you can see where he's just been ripping up birch trees and little trees along there. There's just shredded little tag holders and stuff where he's just been like got like a little rub mark going, like a straight little rub mark. It's kind of cool seeing it, because with the deer it's usually like so small, and hey, this one it's like, you know, 6 feet high, like from top to bottom, where he's just like shredding this poor tree, and it's just like the stick of a tree left, like branches are all ripped off, and it's kind of funny. But last year we went out duck hunting, and we had the bull moose come out.
Yeah,
it was like was it two years ago?
Yeah, and
we were out there and just kind of chilling. We seen a bull come out, so we started like I started calling him, and kind of gave up on our duck hunt since nothing was really coming, and started calling him. He came right out and right close to us kind of thing, and then finally realized that was happening. But I had like I found an old piece of dried up birch bark that I was like raking the tag halters with and stuff, and he was like wondering what the hell was going on. It's kind of cool to see this guy, especially because I built this duck blind for Lola and I and friends. Sorry, I thought I heard a duck.
No, it's okay. I was laughing because I was looking at the buffalo head. It's called the Butterball of ducks.
Because it's fat?
Yep. Hunters sometimes call these fat birds butterballs.
Butterballs.
That was my name as a kid.
And all those decoys that I got from my uncle, a whole bunch of them. Like, there's like two mallards, but the rest of them are all redheads. And which is kind of cool. I don't know how many we really have up here. I feel like they're more like further south. I don't know. I might even toss some of those in, but right now I think we got like 18 decoys, so.
I feel like in the last half an hour I've read so much on ducks that have nothing to do with the duck we were seeing.
Yeah, no, they don't exist.
They don't exist, they're not real.
They're mystery birds.
I'm mostly weirded out because of how small they were.
They're really small, yeah, they're like smaller than our decoy.
Oh, way smaller.
And it's kind of funny because I like jerked the rig and it was weird, like he didn't even really dive, he just like sunk. He like pulled up his tail, pulled up his head, and then just went like a little submarine. I was like, how did you even dive like that?
I wonder if that's a category.
Yeah.
Dabblers, divers, sinkers.
Submarines.
Oh, he's definitely not a hunting bird, but I still don't know what he is. But now they're gone.
I ended up getting a couple pallets for this blind. And that's what we're pretty much standing on, is just two pallets, or we're sitting on two pallets, and then we got some milk crates in here to sit on.
I don't know about you, but I'm sitting on milk crates.
And built the frame out of 2x2s. I think I bought 9 or 10 of them, brought them all in, and then cut them all up, and then made the back, like, higher than us, so if something flies behind us, like, it doesn't see our silhouette or anything in the blind. And then the front, like, low enough that we can hide behind. And then I brought in one of those, like, duck blind 3D leaf... like mesh camo tarp things, stapled down the inside, and then just polluted the outside with like tag halters and reeds and cattails and grass and all that stuff. So actually looks really good.
Probably why they're avoiding us. They're like, tag halters don't grow in the swamp.
That's where I got them from. Right beside. Look at them all. There used to be a bush over there. There used to be a bush over there.
Also, looks like there's some like frost starting to form on the things as they like condensation starting to gather on those ones. They look fuzzy. Like, it's not cold enough for frost, but they look fuzzy.
I think they're fuzzy from when I picked them.
Yeah, you picked them fuzzy?
Maybe.
Or are they just molding?
That could be.
I don't know. None of the other ones look like that.
Could be. We've heard a few gunshots already. One when we first got here, and then one not too long ago on water while we were Googling.
Googling. That's why it's always great to have reception.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the species we can shoot. I don't know a lot of the other ones.
Well, a lot of the other ones, like, a lot of those diving ducks, like the, like you see those out on, like, the bigger water, like, not a little ponds like those.
Yeah. It's a mini loon, that's what I've decided.
Yeah, I'm just looking for
mini loon. Some
good, tasty mallard, black duck, something like that. Mosquito got me going. Looked like a duck way off in the distance. Yeah, the spot I picked has a bunch of ponds, like, connected. There's, like, four or five of them in, like, a line. And I tried to make it not too far off the highway so Lola could waddle out here.
I'm not waddling yet.
I ain't getting there. But it's not too bad. Like, it's, like, 200 feet-ish or 200 yards-ish. Probably 200 yards. Google says 200 feet, but it feels more like 200 yards from the highway. There's not, like, a lot of hills or anything. There's, like, you know, we kind of walk flat-ish past one pond and then...
climb a hill.
Climb a hill and then go down a hill and then we're at the pond. But, yeah, and then
only
I think...
we've fallen once every time we've come out.
Yeah. I always turn around and she's, like, in the grass, rolling around, doing pregnant lady stuff on the ground. Whatever pregnant ladies do when they hit the ground.
I used to just fall on my knees and then cry sometimes. Life is hard.
But that's, since I got my bear this spring, like, I might go out again, like, go for a ride or something in some blueberry cuts there.
I want my bear.
And,
I'm not a chain.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, this year's kind of shot for you for bear, I think.
I think so. But, you can't really sit.
Yeah. Can't really sit still, so that's why I figured the duck would be fun. Easy to get out.
That beaver is there.
Yeah, I see him, he's roaming around over there. But yeah, and then I think even if we don't see a lot at this spot, I might try some other ponds, just kind of sitting in the reeds and kind of like I used to do with the amount of decoys. I think they look good now too. Like I repainted the majority of them and like look pretty sexy out there. Especially jerking around.
Yep, the temperature's dropping. You can see my breath.
Don't lie. Oh yeah, I can see it too. Oh. But I definitely feel like morning has to be here.
I know it is.
I definitely feel like morning's the way to go out at this spot. Unless, like I said, they're going to turn on like a bunch of them coming back or passing by for nighttime. It's very possible that some geese are going to fly by for the same reason, going back. Like those, that big flock we've seen in the morning might be headed back to find a pond to sleep on, but the odds that they're going to drop for two geese on a rock is very probably not the greatest.
You don't know. They might be friends with the beaver.
This beaver's getting closer and closer. He's not really sure what's going on. Oh, there's a gunshot in the distance. Oh, you can feel that cool air, like, drifting down the lake.
Yeah.
There's a little pond. I kind of camoed up my hip waders. I just had, like, dark green hip waders. But all the dark color, like, soaked in. So they're kind of bright, so I'll have to get some more dark and paint some lines in them. But it's not bad. At least it breaks it up a little bit.
Yeah.
When I go to sit on shore. Because I don't actually have any... like duck blind camo pants. I know other camo will work, but I really like the grass pattern. I feel like it definitely hides in the grass nicely. But, yeah, because I bought, when I first started duck hunting, I bought neoprene, like, duck blind camo bib. Like the hip waders bib. And, so everything else that I bought was just tops. So now I got none.
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 Ah!
past us by the time we hit the jerk rig. So. So hopefully we'll just keep kind of calling every once in a while, and hopefully they swim their way through to see what's going on. And then pa pa pa, they look like three mallards.
They do, yeah.
That one looped around and then like went back kind of thing. That was
you liked your calling, and then it was like, oh yeah.
Well, I started jerking at first. It's like it caught its attention.
Yeah, I might have startled it trying to get my gun up.
That's probably true.
I almost wish we were a bit more.
Uh-huh.
I wish we were a bit longer, but then we wouldn't see them.
Yeah, I should have built like a little stool or something. Well, I mean, at least we've seen something.
We saw four ducks.
One kind of looped around, so I mean, that counts.
One maybe liked us, but then...
I have some other calls, but they're not really great. This new one I got from Canadian Tire is like a double reed. It just sounds so loud, and I don't really like it. And I'm not good at calling ducks, so Old Woody's kind of my favorite because I can get it to kind of do some feeding.
To make it duck.
This one's like. Loud and everything, but it's not like...
I feel like it's still too high-pitched.
Well, sometimes you hear them like that. I don't know. I don't really know it enough to know if that's a good duck call or if it sounds shitty. Like, I just... All the duck hunting I've done, like, Old Woody's done... Good. It's done it. Like, it's pulled mm-hmm. them, and it, like... It's not that hard to call it. Mm-hmm. That's my goose. That's my other duck here. Like. Girthy mallard.
Never heard him called, described as girthy before.
It's a girthy mallard. The big berth of mallards.
Ooh. Starting to get a chill now.
What?
Yeah.
Really cool. So the other ducks decided to come over here, but they kind of committed to the other pond.
Yeah, they were very committed to that pond.
And if they would have seen the jerk rig jerking earlier.
Maybe.
It's hitting one of the blind pieces there, so I was just like, no, that's what it's hitting right there. There we go, that's better. Yeah, I just don't want the whole blind movement, like the one, the ducks are jerking and so is this one cattail just like flicking as I do it, so it's not really good. Maybe that's what spooked the other guy.
Maybe. I'll blame you, I'm good at that.
Also, if anybody's interested, there's a massive mud bog that's happening, I think it's September 27th, I want to say, something like that.
That's a Sunday.
Yeah.
Is that a Sunday?
I don't know. But I'll put details down below there, so you guys can check it out. But if not, you can go and get a hold of Nick McCormick from the Bear Guides and stuff like that. He's the one hosting it. And we're just going to sponsor a hoodie and a t-shirt and a couple decals and stuff like that. So Betty over at Custom T-Shirts was nice enough to make up a batch for us. So we'll have a good little selection for prizes and stuff like that over there. So, and it should be fun if anyone's around the Massey area and wants to go rip their quad around or their daddy's truck. Whatever. But yeah, I'll leave information down below for that. There's something. I don't know what it is, but there's something.
Oh, that's not good.
That's like a little
owl or something.
No, I think it's like some sort of crane. It had like the big bulgy neck underneath.
You're some sort of crane. I disagree.
Your eyes aren't good.
I know. Then your bird identifications aren't good, though.
Definitely. the last time I was here,
you should have worn my glasses.
When I was here by myself, I had a blue heron laying right beside me, and he was like chilling over, like just over by the rock, like 15 feet beside me, just walking through the grass, like eyeing me down. It was kind of cool. Like the ultimate confidence decoy. Until I shoot, then the confidence flies away. Or until I move too much.
Yeah. Well, herons aren't. Depending on the heron.
Also. The blue ones are spooky. That's why they don't. Well, even sandhills, they're all like nerve wracked with humans. As soon as you move, they like peace out. That's why a lot of people. Well, not a lot of people, but some people use them as confidence decoys. There. Kind of like we're using the geese for.
Yeah.
I'd like to try one more night before we say it's not really a nighttime spot.
Yeah.
But morning, I feel like, would be decent.
Morning isn't terrible for...
Would have been nice to...
This area, just in general.
Would have been nice to see some closer.
Probably, yeah. I'd say so. I could pick out a duck silhouette, but I don't know if I could tell the kind of duck it was.
Yeah.
Well, we're about to find out if it's huge close by.
Yeah, I heard a move over there.
Ew.
Alright, well, go collect those decoys.
Duck ducks.
Our luck, that's when all the ducks are going to start flying past.
Yeah, they say that he runs with the wolves and his loaded gun out in the sticks. That's the only place that he calls home, and he roams. Mm-hmm. a northern boy, but heart of a rebel. He grew up in the woods and baptized in a swamp.